Introduction of guests. Yes.
We have Christine Russell, who you can't say.
Good afternoon.
Hey there.
Hi, Ross.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
Good. And Christy, are you available? You on?
She's muted, but she's here.
Okay. Good. Let the record show that Russell and Christy are joining us as guests. The motion for approval of participation by electronic means.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, let's move on. Public comment.
We did not receive any.
Thank you. Approval of the November 14th Audit Committee minutes. Everybody had a chance to look over those.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approved. Okay, audit presentation and discussion. Chandler, thank you for joining us. I understand you are subbing for Allison today.
Yes.
Get us started.
That is correct. I'm Russell Perkins. I'm an engagement shareholder here with Thomas Al Ferguson. My business partner, Allison, is out of town and available today, so I'm going to fill in for her. Attached in your packet is a draft of the financial statements. The form and format is very similar to that of prior years. The Financial Accounting Standard Boards has changed the order, the sequence of our report, and you will find the opinion in the first paragraph on page one, and you will find that based upon the work we performed to date, that we believe the financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects. We conducted the audit in accordance with government auditing standards for the year ending September 30th, 2022. One thing that I'd like to bring to the attention to board members, we are engaged by the board and not management. So therefore, any questions that perhaps board members may have throughout the course of the year, you're welcome to reach out to myself, my business partner, Allison, and we'll be happy to address any financial questions that you may have. The biggest issue this year or change, there was a change in the lease pronouncements. If you look at the report on our opinion on page one, we put an emphasis of matter paragraph, and we discussed this further in note 10. You'll see this on all entities that you represent as a fiduciary. The professional accounting standards require that for leases that you've entered into, that you recognize a right of use asset to record in your statement of net position, as well as a corresponding liability. The impact on this organization was approximately $2.6 million of both an asset and a corresponding liability. During the course of the audit, we didn't find any significant deficiencies or material weaknesses in your internal control. You had a great year operationally. If you look on page 10, the statement of revenues, expenses, and changes in net position, you had net income of approximately $4 million this year. So again, overall, a very, very good year financially. The notes to the financial statements are very similar to those in the prior years. No substantial changes to those. I'm happy to address any questions that any audit committee members may have for the work that we performed. As part of our conducting the audit, we rotate our staff. The consistency that you'll find is Allison Harrell, the engagement partner. We do that so that our staff and your staff don't necessarily become overly comfortable with one another, and it's also to introduce unpredictability in the financial statement audits. Are there any questions from any of the board members, or the committee members, rather?
Any questions?
No.
Very good, Russell.
Okay. Thank you. As I said, we're available all throughout the course of the year. Upon approval from the board, we'll be ready to issue these in final form.
Actually, if I could speak.
Yes.
We're still working through the MD&A a little bit. We just got it back, the turn of it today. So, yeah, I think it's still in a draft form right now. I think the financial, the charts are all fine, but some of the narrative, Aini and I are still working with Chandler and Allison to get that, which probably will take at least one more turn through just to make we have represented everything correctly and that they're comfortable with the way we stated it.
Right. Understand. Absolutely. Sounds good. Well, we enjoy working with the organization. We appreciate the relationship. And again, any questions you may have over the course of the year, don't hesitate. We're here to serve you throughout the course of the year, not just during the field work of the financial statement audit.
Thank you very much. Last chance, any questions?
No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We need to vote.
Can the vote be subject to a final round or two of MD&A updates? I just don't know what your comfort level on that is. We could send it all back out to the committee.
So moved.
I mean, I don't know what that motion is.
It's under item 8.
Okay.
Moved and seconded that we'll accept this conditionally. Waiting on a final.
Early part of next week, we should be wrapped this up.
Okay, great. Thank you. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, item number 8, financials, audited financial statements for 2021 and 2022. I assume I need a motion to approve the draft audited financial statements. First of all, if I can get a motion and a second.
I make a motion to approve the draft audited financial statements.
Second, okay. Discussion, anybody, any comments about that? Hearing none, let's take a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Any new business to come before the committee? Hearing none, I will call this meeting adjourned.
Is this a fact?